You can go get a bicycle today for an amount of money that is certainly not a month's pay. Time and circumstances in the Spirit of Prophecy writings need to be considered. And in the time period when the new view that was being brought forth by these two men in Adventism, the new view on the daily, was being promoted, they were virtually the only ones. Here were two men against the whole church promoting a view, and Sister White's overall counsel was, silence is golden. And considering the time and circumstances, what she was saying is, we have, I don't know how many members there were in the church at that time, so I'm picking this out of the air, but we have 100,000 members in the church today, and we have two men over here promoting the new view. Let's just keep quiet on this subject. And this is consistent with where she says error should never be mentioned from the pulpit. She was basically saying these men have the wrong view, and instead of magnifying the issue by opposing them on every angle, let's just drop the subject. So her silence of gold is golden on the daily during that time period was valid counsel, but it's different today. Today, it is virtually impossible to hear a sermon, although very few people would give a sermon that dealt with the daily. It's virtually impossible today to hear a sermon on the daily or read a book on the daily that doesn't promote and support this view that came in 1901 that is totally different than the view that William Miller and the pioneers had, a view that was held by the pioneers for the next 60 years in Adventism. And there's more to that controversy as well that we won't deal with at this time. In any case, the daily is part of the story of the book of Daniel 11. In fact, in the passage where Sister White says the prophecy of Daniel chapter 11 is now in the process of fulfillment, much of the history that has taken place in the fulfillment of this prophecy will be repeated. What she's saying is Daniel 11 is about to be fulfilled. And much of the history that's taken place in the prior fulfillment of Daniel 11 is going to be repeated when it is fulfilled. When she's pointing us back to this history that we should understand that most of us don't, saying, hey, there's historical events in here that are going to be repeated in these final movements in Daniel 11. You need to understand them, she's saying. But as soon as she says that in this quote that I'm talking about,